It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here, just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up the backyards from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. The fall is here. I've got the itch, baby. It's hunting season. I'm missing the first day opener of my pheasant season. Now, there's not a lot of pheasants around Michigan. Some of you guys out there got little pockets of them, and got a call from a longtime friend wanted me out there. I'm going to have some grilled pheasant recipes for you today because I can't be out there to get them, but I'll help you cook them. I'm Jop. He's Bob. You're listening to Grilling Guys. What's cooking, Bob?
We are the Grilling Guys, and thanks for joining us. It's going to be a great day to get on your back decks, to get out in the parking lot, do some tailgating. We got, man, sports galore. This is a great time, Jop. We got our Tigers pulling in really nice. I mean, did they look good this week or what?
Unbelievable. I mean, winning that 8-1 on Wednesday night there, and they get some time to recoup, to rest. Our pitchers, their arms will rest. It'll be a great time. What do you think about that, Brian?
Oh, I couldn't be more happier after all the griping I gave them all season. And now finally they catch fire at the right time. And I just hope the long layoff here doesn't affect them like it did in 06.
You know, you just can't help but question Leland and some of the decisions he makes. But you know what? The proof is in the pudding, right? They're there. They're in the big show.
I think the pressure's off now.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so. Exactly. I hope so.
You shake your head when you watch him make some of the decisions he makes, but at the end of the day, the guys have done it, and it's just fantastic.
I'm pretty sure he knows more about baseball than I do.
Damn sure I knew. Yeah, I know that for a fact. But so, Bob, what are we going to talk about today? I've got a little some recipes for some of our grilled game. The deer season's been open here about 20 days now. Today's the 20th, open to October 1st, and it's got to be getting about that time when they're out moving and they're chasing the does, the bucks are. And what do you think, man?
I think today is going to be pretty heavy on wildlife. I think, you know, being in Michigan this time of year, there are like 700,000 hunters. So I hope at least half you guys are listening right now.
Yeah, exactly. So get out of the tree safely, get down and tune your radio on, and we'll teach you how to cook some of the stuff you just bagged.
It's like Uncle Ted says, wear your harness.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to fall asleep sooner or later.
So we're going to talk marinades. We're going to talk techniques, flavor profiles, some of the equipment that we use in the fall that kind of don't use all summer. Things like a Dutch oven and those charcoal grills with the simmering pots on the side. Those are great pieces of equipment to bust out now, because here's the deal. You get to put a recipe in one of these things, go do your hunting. When you come back out of the field, you're always just a little extra hungry after being out there in a tree or in the field for 2 or 3 hours. And the recipes that we're going to talk about today are going to be ready when you get back. You don't have to stand
there. You nailed it. You nailed it. Spot on. That is the beauty of it. This time of year especially, I mean, it starts getting a little cold out. You want some soul food, you know. You want something that's just going to warm your belly, you know. Too bad you couldn't just, like, have some fresh homemade bread to go with it out in the woods, because then you'd be Well, there's, I guess, always a few other accoutrements you could beg for at deer camp. But.
Right. A little hot damn schnapps or something like that. That'll warm you up as well. But then we're going to talk a little bit more about the Tigers with our producer, Brian. He's the sports authority of the Grilling Guys. So we're going to break that down a little bit for you. Talk about some beers, some ales versus porters. So you know what to put with that really good pot of stew or the smoked or Dutch oven, man.
I think we should name him. Enormous. What do you think of that?
Enormous. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some marinades and brines, too, because I think that'll be important as you get into some wild game. Every now and then, you come into some meats, and you and I both had them that are a little on the gamier side. Sometimes you just get lucky, and you get, like, a nice, perfect dough, you know, instead of maybe some of the older bucks that can be a little gamier, but I don't know. I have to agree with Babe, Winkleman, and Ted. It's all in the prep and the care for that carcass, you know, taking care of that thing. So I think we should go over some brining. We are going to talk to Babe Winkleman later.
Yeah. If you guys don't know who Babe Winkleman is, we all grew up with him as he was one of the first guys ever to do a fishing show. Well, what it's really turned into is he's an outdoor expert on a variety of things, and we're going to be breaking down this whole deer season with Babe Winkleman. Really looking forward to that later in the show.
I would even add to that, Jop, if you don't know who Babe Winkleman is, you need to put the Martha Stewart channel on, okay? Just turn the radio off.
Yeah. Let me break down a little bit of a marinated pheasant recipe for you right now, because this is something that I do every year. Granted, pheasants aren't plentiful out there, but you could do it with a grouse. You could do this with a woodcock, or they're sometimes called timber doodles. Any game that you shoot that is fowl is going to be very lean, and it's also going to be skinned. Very few guys that I know, maybe ducks, but when we're doing timber doodles, when we're doing grouse,
timber doodle, really?
Right, yeah, that's exactly what they're called. If you've never hunted them, you wouldn't know that. But they're the bird with a really long
woodcock
beak on them. Yeah, but
I've never heard of them called timber doodles.
That's exactly it, man.
I thought that's like when you were trimming your trees and you drop one on your deck or something.
Well, that might be from where you're from, that could be what that's called. But anyway, when we've got wild birds, they're very lean, and oftentimes all you're really going to do is eat the breast. You get a little bit bigger bird, maybe you can get some meat off the thigh, but really it's the breast meat. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a brine, and a brine is nothing more than an acid and a sugar that you're going to put on the bird, and you're going to soak it in it for a period of time so it drives moisture into the bird so when we cook it. This one's really easy for the fowl that I use. Gives a great flavor, depending on how many you have, but use 3 parts apple juice and 1 part salt and 1 part brown sugar. And you put those ingredients together. So if it's a half a gallon of apple juice, then I'm going to use 1 cup of salt and 1 cup of brown sugar in my brine. Soak the birds in that for about 4 hours. Take them out, pat them down, put a little seasoning on the bird once they're dried off a little bit. Wrap them in bacon. Put them on the smoker. Bring them to about 150. You do not want to get these overcooked. This bird is so lean that it will dry out even in spite of the bacon.
Yeah, turkey. It'll look like the turkey on Christmas vacation when you poke it. If it,
yeah, exactly. But it's simple to do. A brine is 3 parts. I use apple juice, 1 part salt, 1 part brown sugar, and then soak it about 4 hours. Wrap it in bacon. Season it if you want to with a little barbecue seasoning. Smoke it till it's about 150. Usually takes about 3 hours on a 275-degree smoker.
And here's the deal with those. You can play around with that marinade. You can raise and lower or up and down your sugar levels, especially. The salt you should stay kind of consistent on, but you can play around with it. Add some citrus, add some herbals.
Stuff a little orange in the cavity or one of those tangerines if the bird's big enough. Fabulous. But anyway, give that one a try, guys. Coming up next, Bob's going to break down some of this Cajun and Dutch oven cooking. This is the time of year to blow these things out. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. It's going to get tastier.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.